Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 276, Vine and Branches. Let these words of Jesus land somewhere deep. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. Notice how Jesus begins. He doesn't say, come to the vine. He says, I am. Present tense. Personal. He himself is the source. Not a road that leads to the source. Not a teacher pointing toward life from a distance. He is the life, the trunk, the sap that rises and holds everything together. And if there is no true fruit apart from him, then the most important question of your day is not what you are going to produce. It is where you are going to live from. And then comes your identity. You are the branches. Sit with that for a moment. A branch does not generate life on its own. It receives, and then it gives. Your identity in Christ is not something you achieve through willpower, not something you earn after a good stretch of behavior. It is received. You have been grafted into him by grace, and that is the most freeing thing in the world. But then Jesus uses a word that deserves your full attention, abides. Whoever abides in me. That word is not passive. It is not simply hanging around. Abiding is a choice made again every morning, every moment the day tries to pull you away from him. It is cultivating the habit of returning. When you drift, return. When you fail, return. When you are overwhelmed and you've forgotten to breathe, return to him. And what does Jesus promise to the one who abides? Much fruit, not mediocre, not barely enough. Much, but look closely. The fruit is not your project, not the reward of lone striving. The fruit is the natural consequence of union. When a branch is healthy and connected, it doesn't struggle to produce. Fruit simply happens. That is the logic of the kingdom, and it turns upside down everything the world has ever told you about earning your way and proving your worth. And then Jesus says the most human and honest thing anyone has ever said. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I know that might sound stark, but it is not a threat. It is a liberation. You were never made to carry the weight of everything alone. God already knew that before you were born. That is exactly why he came. To be the trunk you need so that you would stop exhausting yourself trying to be your own source. So today, do this one thing. Before breakfast, carve out 2 minutes of silence. Close your eyes, take a slow breath, and say quietly to Jesus, I want to abide in you today. That's it. It doesn't need to be eloquent. It doesn't need to be long. Let that simple gesture be your first fruit of the day, a branch choosing, one more time, to stay connected to the vine. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.